So welcome to Unity. And so know that for this month, month of Black History Month, month of love as we move into Valentine's Day, that, yes, that's right, Kathleen, this month we're going to talk about love. Thank you so very much, Roger. And so last week, we started off in this theme, this month theme of living love, that the only way we're really going to live this thing called love is to be able to, first of all, love God, realize that God is love, and that God's will of good is only there for your health and well-being. For God is not an authoritative God. God is a loving God. And we need to accept it, to receive it. So here we don't teach about God smiting us, that we gotta do something or be something to receive or have the love of God. It is already there. So our work, so that we become living love ourselves, is to put away all those thoughts about God. And I don't care if you still see them on TV or the radio, release and let them go. And embrace the fact that God loves you unconditionally. The other component of that is that there is a giving forth. God will love you unconditionally, but also an accepting of love, being love, living love, is also loving God. How many of you... Honestly, and you don't have to raise your hand, but just think it in your mind, go yay or nay, that if I asked you, do you love God? Do you really love God? How many of us would be able to say, yes, I love God. Yes, I am in love with God. Or would you kind of go, good question. I hadn't really thought about that because we're so used to it being a one-way street. Of course, God loves us unconditionally. But also the accepting of God is also a giving, it's receiving. And yet, even as I say that, know that you don't have to give back to God because God still loves you. The giving back is for our purpose. The giving back is being able to give love back to that which we received. And that being a beautiful practice for us to work in and start realizing and utilizing the fact that love is all around us and that we do live love because we are love. And so for this second week, and sometimes that's difficult, so let me get you with another difficult one, I think, for most of us. This one is all about self-love. That to be able to live love, we have to realize that we need to love ourselves. That I think that for a lot of us, I see some youngsters here, at least at 54, I can say youngsters, who haven't lived in the generation that I did with us being humble, supposedly being humble, and we're not supposed to really love one another. All we're supposed to do is give love, give love, give love. But we were told that we were selfish if we loved one ourselves. And so we learned, though, that that is a crock, actually. Because for us to be healthy, spiritually speaking, yes, thank you, Pete. Because for us to be healthy, truly healthy, there has to be a healthy level of self-love. Not an unhealthy, but a healthy level. And yes, it needs to be a healthy aspect of love because really, truly, until we really know love, love of Mother, Father, God, and accept that love in and as us and apply it to ourselves, it is really hard to give it out to somebody else. Now, I can hear people in here going, well, but Crystal, you know, I do have some self-esteem issues and things like that, but I can easily give love. And I really, really ask you, do you really, unconditionally, are you able to give love to anybody? Or are your loves filled with conditions? Because this living love is all about unconditional love all around. Unconditional love from the Mother, Father, God, unconditional Father to the Mother, Father, God, to whatever you want to call God, Allah, whatever. I used to pray a silent unity. I used to have to pray to creative sister God sometimes. I mean, God doesn't care, whatever you want to call it. Do you have unconditional love for yourself? And once you have unconditional love for yourself, you feed yourself with this unconditional love, you will not be able to maintain it. Love is too big. Love is too strong. Love is too mighty to selfishly keep it within. It has to be shared. It has to come out. When you're happy, it gets bubbly. You might want to hold your happiness, and it kind of bubbles up, doesn't it? You're just kind of like, I'm so happy, I'm so happy. But I don't. And it has to come out some way. Love is the exact same way. When you feel it, it can't be contained. Why would you want to contain it? And so that aspect is a healthy self-love, is that you're feeding yourself with love. You're accepting it from a higher spirit, a higher source, and you're allowing it to come in, and that allowing it to come in is feeding yourself with self-love. That's one aspect of self-love. I have several quotes here from A Course in Miracles. It says, one of them, deep within you is everything that is perfect, ready to radiate through you and out into the world. That is the love of God. If you allow it to come in and you nourish yourself with it, it can only radiate. But this next quote, I think, is where most of us are at. It's still A Course in Miracles. I am as God created me. This one thought would be enough to save you and the world if you believed that is true. And that's where we begin. Because each and every one of us are as God created us. So follow me in this train of thought, at least in Unity teachings. We believe that Mother, Father, God is awesome. It's all-knowing, meaning all wisdom. It's everywhere present. It's all-powerful. Now, don't get stuck on the one all-powerful. We're not talking about God as a God that will smite you, a God that plays you as a puppet? No, we're talking about a power that allows you to triumph over your enemies, triumph over anything that has gotten you down. It is the strength of God. It is that power that allows us to move forward in joy, in glee. That is the power that God presents to us. I go back to the second thing. God is everywhere present. So if God is everywhere present, where is God right now? It's all of us. More specific. Personalize it. Me. The essence. Exactly. Exactly. And so many of us, thank you, Michael. So many of us point to the heart. God is in the heart. Yes, God is in the heart. God is bigger than God is in our heart. God is everywhere present. 1,000%. Every cell, every aspect, every atom of your being has God in it. So if God is everywhere present within you, and we say God is good, then what am I telling to you, each and every one of you who are possessing God within you as you?
We're good.
Oh, wow. You guys are good. Now, I will say that I love it because there were a couple of strong ones, but only a couple. And that's all right because we're all a work in progress. It takes a while for us to digest that. God is everywhere present, and I'm good, especially when we're living in this world that continues to tell us that we're not good, that we're bad. Let me tell you what you are, and we accept it. The TV commercials, the radio commercials telling us what we're lacking, what we need, how beautiful we are, how we can be even more beautiful, what we need to cut, what kind of styles. It keeps going on and on and on. Everything continuing to knock us down, letting us know that we are less than instead of building us up. But the God that is within us, the God that creates us, builds us up. And that's what self-love is all about. It's about building ourselves up, holding our heads high no matter what mistakes we've made, knowing that we are love. We are loved and we are loved. And we're going to continue to love ourselves, heads held high, because we are as God created us, and it is perfect. There's this old saying that my mother taught me. I can't remember the full part of it, but the ending of it is, God don't make junk. And if God don't make junk, you're not junk. You're not less than. You are beautiful. And it isn't just one person. It's all of us. See, that's the mistake about self-love, is that people think that self-love means that I think I'm the greatest, I'm the most beautiful, I am the most talented, me, 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 me. No, that isn't what self-love is. That's narcissism. Self-love isn't that I did something, I put it on you and blame you because I'm perfect. That's a mental illness. It is. Narcissism is a mental illness. Self-love is a healthy sense of acceptance. No matter what you do, no matter where you go, it's an accepting who you are and loving yourself through all the mistakes. It's a moving forward and remembering that you are as God created you. And that when you do make the mistakes, you don't belittle yourself. How many times have we, and I think we've all, in some way, shape, or form, have gone through this hamster wheel in our head. Hopefully, the more we become spiritualized, the less that we do this. But I remember myself going through this, especially as I was going through my even teenage years, even my 20 years. I was moving out of them when I was 30, but by, say, 20 years old, early 30s, had making a mistake. Needing to be perfect. Perfection is an illusion. Perfection is an illusion. Because it's just, everything changes. Once you get perfect at something, it stops. And you're trying to be perfect at something else, which you're not perfect at. Perfect is personal as well. My perfection might not be your perfection. So I'm thinking that I'm perfect, and you're looking at me going, oh God, no, you are not perfect. It is an illusion. So we need to stop being this illusion, someone else's illusion of perfection, and know that if we are as God made us, that we are perfect just the way we are. And so a lot of times we'll go through this hamster wheel of, I made a mistake. Oh, shoot, I made another mistake. I made two mistakes in 1 week. Oh, my God, I'm such a failure. I'm stupid. I'm dumb. I'm going to make another mistake. What am I going to do? I'm going to get fired. We go into this hamster wheel of belittling ourselves. And God help us if we're in a very poisonous environment when we have people looking at us, waiting for us to fail. Failure isn't a bad thing. That's one of the main ways we all learn. You know, so many times we grab a hold of these things. People, okay, so I know I'm a little aged here. You know, call us loser. You all remember, you know you laughed because you remember those phrases. I think the newest one is... continually, when we talk about ourselves, saying epic fail, epic fail. Knowing that, thank you, Nina. Thank you very much. Okay, thank you for that. That's all right. 12-year-old. So, I mean, I hear it all around lately. I'm an epic fail. It's an epic fail. Every time someone says epic fail about yourself, you're constantly saying that you're an epic failure. We continually bring ourselves down. That isn't what self-love is. Self-love is saying that if I've made a mistake, it's all right. I am the beloved of God. I am created as God. I am wise. I can move beyond this. I can turn this mistake around and make it great. I am the beloved. I am love. In those times that I acted out in anger, I can change that within myself, and I can bring out my love. I can change the hatred and the anger and anything from the world within me because we have that kind of power. And the way we continue to move with that power is to know that we are love. So how do we move forward in this love? Well, I'll start with an Oscar Wilde quote, and he states, to love oneself is the beginning of a lifelong romance. Let me ask you this. If you had a romance with yourself, would you stay with you? I think your laughter speaks volumes. Okay, Gary at least said he would. He would date himself. I don't know how his wife feels about that, but... And I say, yes, we should all date ourselves, actually. I'll retract that little joke. Because we should be loving one another. We should be coming at one another. We should be accepting one another in such a way and loving ourselves that it is an epic romance. We should be treating ourselves the way we want to be treated all the time. So when I talk about how do you move forward with loving yourself, what are the techniques? What are some of the things I can do? First thing, remember, is the first principle of unity. And we just talked about them. God is love. I accept that God is love. And that no matter what's happening in the world, God's love is the truth. And I accept then, second principle, that I am created in the image and likeness of God. And if that is the case, I need to do everything I need to do to continue to fill myself up with this love, to treat myself with this love, to treat myself with respect and acceptance. Ultimately, knowing that once I am filled up, it can't help but bubble over and spill out to others. That's the only way we can love one another. That is the only way that we are going to heal this world, starting off with those two things. And as we are communing with this Mother, Father, God that we love and that we're in relationship, and as we move into a relationship with us, we need to continue to listen to that inner voice of Spirit, guiding us, moving us forward, showing us the beloved ways in which we're treating ourselves wrong. Listen to ourselves, but listen to the inner voice. Because that inner voice will say, anytime you go through that hamster wheel of your failure, your this or that, the beloved will say, stop talking about my child like that. No, no, no. You're loving. You're beautiful. I don't care what you did. That inner voice will love you up and then will guide you and say, look, if you want my advice, this is how you can work your way out of it. I just give it to you freely. You can take it or leave it. But here, it's all right. You just made that little mistake. This is how you can get yourself out of it. That's the inner voice loving you. And that's loving yourself. It's listening to that inner voice that created everything, that is all powerful, all truth, to say, yes, okay, I'm going to finally listen to that voice so I can live a happy life. Clear your mind. Clear your mind of all the negativity. Clear your mind of anything and everything that is not of the truth of who you are. The beloved child of God, let me tell you this. Every time that you say something that is not true about yourself, you're actually slamming God. You're actually putting God down. Yeah, I see a bunch of bewildered faces, and I see you scratching your head. So how is that? I take you back to the burning bush. Moses goes to the burning bush. The Spirit burns and Moses goes to it. I'm not going to give you the whole Bible. I'm going to give you in little snippets here. Moses goes, investigates, realizes it's God, and it tells him to go free his people. And Aaron goes, not Aaron, that's the cousin. Moses goes, who, me? And the bush goes, yes, you. And Moses goes, uh-uh. And the bush says, uh-huh. And they go, back and forth. And finally, just as the bush, just as God has Moses convinced to go back into Egypt and save his people, he thinks of a good one. He goes, who shall I tell Pharaoh sent me? This is the only place in the Bible where God gives its name. The bush replies, I am that I am. Some translations say, I am which that I am. There's a couple, but basically the nut of it is I am. Okay? Only place in the Bible that God gives its name. It continues to say, this is my name from Abraham to the through everyone, from my ancestors unto the future. This is my name. Get it? I am is the name of God. Come back to us. I am dumb. I am stupid. I am a failure. Anything negative put up with I am means that you're saying God is stupid. Blasphemy. God is dumb. God is this. Bring it back even further, that if we are the living beings of God, if everywhere present, every cell, every atom, God resides, that we are God, that we are slamming ourselves as well as God, as aspects of God. So the self-love is not only just loving us, it's also that aspect of going back and loving God as well. So does that make sense? And it's a hard nut to kind of crack. And it's something that is kind of like, if you're first hearing it, you're kind of like, okay, I'm not sure about it. But the more you realize that the I am is your power, because it is the presence of God, you will use your I am to feed and nourish you, to light you up, not build you down. Because it is the presence and power of God that you are stepping forward to and explaining that this is who I am. I am the love of God. I am the presence of God. I am the wisdom of God. And even though I've made mistakes, I am going to love me through this. And because of that, you're going to invest much time in your self-care. That's something that many of us don't do. We're too busy. And some of us are in a generation where self-care, if we do something for ourselves, that's selfish. We're supposed to do for others only. No, it's like the airplane, you know? If it's going down and the oxygen comes, you put it on yourself before you can help others. It's the same thing. Before you can help others, you need to be filled and happy and joy-filled before you can give it to others. You need to also have it within you. Another thing that we have issues with are boundaries. Self-love means that we have our boundaries, that we're no longer going to accept the poisons that someone else gives to us. We are not going to allow it within our consciousness. We're not going to allow that negative energy within our bodies, within our hearts, within our minds, within any place and space that is only built for love. And so it's all right to say no. It's a complete sentence. And you do not have to give an explanation why you're saying no. And if you need to, walk away. And if you go, why are you walking away from me? Because I'm not going to accept this. All of this coming at me? No. Excuse me. And I don't care where you're at and who you're doing it with. You do not have to accept any sort of poisons like that. So set your boundaries and explore. Coming back to almost the first one. Come back to exploring who God is, or spirit is, or whatever you want to call God. Come back to exploring your spirituality and your relationship with God. Because the more you do that, the more you are infusing yourself with this presence that is truly love. The more you fill yourself up, whether it's books, whether it's coming to Unity Church in Albany, whether it's meditation, whether it's getting an Answer the Muse CD, which they are out in the lobby, by the way. Fill yourself up spiritually, because it'll make you happy. Let me tell you, and let me tell you here, if I'm not filling you up with something that lifts you up and has you floating out the door with happiness, then you're in the wrong place. If you're going to a spiritual institution and you're walking out feeling lowly and down and guilty, you're in the wrong place. Spirit lifts you up. So go back to spirituality. I want to leave you, and it's lengthy, so sit back. But it speaks a lot, and I think you'll enjoy it. The 9 o'clock enjoyed it a lot. It's from Charlie Chaplin, the silent movie actor and director. And it's beautiful. It's called As I Begin to Love Myself. All right, so it goes, as I begin to love myself, I found that anguish and emotional suffering are only warning signs that I was living against my own truth. Today, I know this is authenticity. As I began to love myself, I understood how much I can offend someone if I try to force my desires on this person, even though I knew the time was not right and the person was not ready for it, and even though this person was me. Today, I call it respect. As I began to love myself, I stopped craving for a different life. And I could see that everything that surrounded me was inviting me to grow. Today, I call it maturity. As I began to love myself, I understood that at any circumstance, I am in the right place at the right time, and everything happens at the exactly right moment. So I could be calm. Today, I call it self-confidence. And as I begin to love myself, I quit stealing my own time. And I've stopped designing huge projects for the future. Today, I only do what brings me joy and happiness, things I love to do and that my heart desires and cheers for. And I do them in my own way and in my own rhythm. Today, I call it simplicity. As I began to love myself, I freed myself of everything and anything that is no good for my health. Food, people, things, situations, and everything that drew me down and away from myself. At first, I called this attitude of health egoism. Today, I know it as love of oneself. And as I began to love myself, I quit trying to always be right. And ever since I was wrong less of the time, today I discovered that is modesty. And as I began to love myself, I refused to go on living in the past and worrying about the future. Now, I only live for the moment where everything is happening. Today, I live each day, day by day, and I call it fulfillment. As I begin to love myself, I recognize that my mind can disturb me and it can make me sick. But as I connected to my heart, my mind became a valuable ally. Today I call this connection wisdom of the heart. We no longer need to fear arguments, contradictions, or any kind of problem with ourselves or others. Even stars collide, and out of these crashes, new worlds are born. Today, I know that this is life. So as you move forward, day by day, moment by moment, allow love to come in and nurture that love and continue to love yourself. And for the week, the affirmation, the denial and affirmation, if you want to hold on to something, hold on to your bulletin. And in the midst of the bulletin is our denial and affirmation, which should be on the top. Yeah. And so the denial is I let go of all reasons and excuses for not loving myself. The affirmation, I recognize that divinity in me. I respect myself and treat myself with kindness and love. Let us say that together. I let go of all reasons and excuses for not loving myself. I recognize the divinity in me, and I respect myself and treat myself with kindness and love. You know, I feel a need to breathe that in. Do you? Yeah, just kind of let that settle in. Those words kind of hone in on your heart, on your mind especially. One more time, let's say that together. I let go of all reasons and excuses for not loving myself. I recognize the divinity in me. I respect myself and treat myself with kindness and love. And so it is. Amen.